Good morning to you, Alicia in Canimbla. How are you, Alicia?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad at all. Lost your load. What happened?
So we were moving house in Sydney and we had all our clothes in porta robes, and my dad, who was driving to the new house, lost them off the back of the ute. Halfway between suburbs and didn't realise, and it was all my mum's clothes.
Oh no!
It had to be my mum.
Yeah, I had a mate, same thing. He was actually had a wardrobe, a timber one, not the porta robes, and he was going down into an underground car park, moving into a unit. Forgot he had the wardrobe on the back. It is smashed as it's gone underneath. Yeah, splinters in their underpants for weeks because it was full of clothes. Kylie in Edmonton, what about you, Kylie?
Hi, good morning. I witnessed a box fall off the back of a ute between Yorkies Knob roundabout and is it Holloway or Matins, the next one heading towards town.
Yep.
And it was full of glass vases and like New Zealand memorabilia. But in the hindsight, about four cars managed to get burst tyres from driving over the glass.
Yep, secure your loads.
So everything did shatter?
90% of it did. There were still a few things that managed to survive. I was quite surprised. But yeah, the New Zealand timber memorabilia, that was a little secondhand by the time he got back to me.
A little secondhand.
Yeah. Cheers. G'day, Brendan in Brinsmead. How are you, Brendan?
Yeah, not too bad. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning, lost mate. Your load. What happened?
Back in the day, I was a bit younger. I went for a drive with my uncle. He had a tip truck and he had a bobcat in the back of it.
Oh.
He said, oh, can you close the tailgate? So I did. Didn't have a clue what I was doing. I was young. I just put the little lack of chain on it.
Yep.
Come around the corner, bobcat's fallen out of the back of the tip tray, bounced across the road into near the service station. We kept going for another 20Ks and didn't realise until my uncle seen the tailgate flip around and hit the side of the truck.
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
That's a big thing to lose off the back of a truck, isn't it? A bobcat.
Yeah.
And I can imagine the looks your uncle was giving you as you made that 20K back to the servo. To check.
Absolutely. His first thing was, you just put the chain on, didn't you?
Yeah.
Stevie and Gordon Vale, lost your load. What happened?
Good morning. We witnessed it, actually. Very lucky. A car travelling south had one of those leather loungers, brand new, in the back of their truck. And we were travelling north. And next minute, it's fallen out, rolled right in front of us. And we had at least a split second to swerve off the road. I freaked.
That's the really dangerous part, isn't it, is the people travelling behind. I witnessed it was the Eastern Freeway in Melbourne when I was a lot younger. There was a guy that was towing a cement mixer. You know, those little portable cement mixers with the little wheels?
Behind the car?
At 100K an hour. So it came off and he caused a 5-car pileup. No one was actually injured or hurt, but...
Did it not have the wobbles going
on? That's what happened. Yep, at 100K an hour, those little tiny wheels. What an idiot.
Kira in Bentley Park, lost your load. What happened?
The other day I was driving through Coles car park and this poor fella had his trailer on the back. He obviously didn't hitch it properly. He's gone over one of the little speed humps in the Coles car park and the trailer's just bumped off like it was hanging on by the cord.
Oh, gosh.
Just popped off.
Uncle Steve, lost your load. Something happened to your brand new car. What happened?
Yeah, I bought a new car about 3 years ago. And I was going to work, coming in across Tomatoes Creek.
Yes.
And a naughty gentleman in a big truck dropped his load and one of the plastic drums fell on the front of my new car.
Oh, no.
And smashed it, yeah. And didn't ride it off, but for all the front end, a lot of damage. It's pretty scary. You can't dodge and weave on the bridge there, as you know.
No.
Yeah.
And normally with new cars, we're worried about getting dings in car parks, not barrels falling off the back of trucks onto your bonnet.